A very recent discovery in the Mars meteorite is this, which is a very long thread or filament, which appears to be essentially incorporated into the matrix. You can see that it disappears over here and down in the matrix, and then reemerges again, and here, and then up here, it appears to go right through the matrix. So what is that? That is very similar in shape, at least, to a common kind of bacteria, filamentous or thread bacteria, except that, again, it is much smaller. It's only about 20 nanometers wide. Now, this is a mystery, and I'll talk about it. Well, I'll talk about now that if these things are remains of living organisms, and if these the ones that we see on the Earth are living organisms or fossil organisms, it's a whole new class of stuff. And we've had people say that, hey, maybe this is a missing link between cells as we understand them and kind of a very early, almost non-biological system of reproducing, perhaps using clay templates and so forth. I think it's worth looking at that idea. The other idea is that these things may be fragments of larger organisms which have simply come apart and during the fossil process. And yet a third idea is that if you take some organisms and desiccate them or dry them out, they shrink considerably. These might be shrunken up, dehydrated things that were originally quite a bit bigger. So those are some of the ideas that are bouncing around. We're not at the point where we can pin those ideas down. We're not entirely dependent on these microorganisms for our evidence. In fact, again, in the same meteorite, after some acid etching, we see this stuff. And this stuff here has yet to be identified. We're trying to determine if it's organic. We think it may be. If it's not organic, it could be a clay mineral. If it is organic, there's something that's a dead ringer for it in nature, which is basically a form of biofilm, a polysaccharide organic a network that bacteria that live in certain water conditions essentially secrete